Do you really care to please him? Well, look at earthly lovers. What they don't do to please the object of their love. I told you I had a boy with me whom I couldn't get him to wash his ears, or to be clean, or to press his pants or shine his shoes. If I said anything about it, he'd spit. Just like that. And one day I met him in the park. He was coming this way and I was going that way. And he had just gotten a haircut. I don't know what made him get a haircut. I guess it was hot. And he wanted to feel comfortable. And you know, he had enough dirt on his face to grow beans. And I said, listen, get home and wash your head. Why, the dirt shines through your short hair. So he did that. But one day a marvelous transformation took place. One day that boy met me and I didn't know him anymore. He had his pants pressed, his coat, he was wearing a collar and a tie. He was shining like the noonday sun. He had washed himself and scrubbed himself, and he had one of these new spangled hats cocked over one eye. And he came to me and he pulled on kid gloves. And he said, well, I said, Waldy, Waldy, why, then I found out he was going to see his girl. Ah, that's what makes the difference. He wanted to walk and to please somebody. He cared, you see. Now that's a vulgar illustration, but sometimes we need that to wake up. There's one coming who shines like the heavens of heaven. One who is more beautiful than all the sons of earth. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star.